Hi, good evening. My name is Marcos from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I am.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. As you may know, this November there will be an election for U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Okay. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't have any visibility into it anymore.
Okay. And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
I would say hi.
Okay. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teacher pay to keep Cherry Creek School District competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance students' focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all these, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school meal levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year, sir, for every $100,000 of a home value? Would you vote yes or no on that, sir?
I'll decide that at the end of October.
Okay. What about the second ballot? This is a second ballot that they offer. Would be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high paying and demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it's increased a property tax by $2.44 per month, which will be equal to $29 a year, for every $100,000 of assessed home value? Would you vote yes or no?
I'll decide at the end of October.
Okay. What about the knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond? Would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, which will be equal to $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in value home? Would you vote yes or no?
I'm going to give you the same answer on every one of these. I don't need you to decide this until November, so I'm not going to.
I totally understand. That is no problem at all, sir. The following is for opponents to tax increasing ballot, what they might say. I'm going to go ahead and read a statement to you. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools, when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead cost, and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statements?
I'm neutral.
Okay. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons for voting yes. Rate each as
I'm neutral on those as well.
You will be neutral?
At this point, I'm neutral,
okay.
Yes. The election is
Would it be okay if I read them to you?
No, I don't really need to hear them. Thank you. I'll look at them in November.
I'm going to go ahead and input in them as neutral, okay, sir? But I'm going to go ahead and read to you following. Bear with me for a moment. And after hearing all this information, if the Cherry School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demands for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pays at a combined of $3 a month, which will be equal to $36 a year, for every $1,000 home value, would you vote yes or no on this Cherry Creek School District property tax increase, which will be about $3? Would you also vote?
You're wasting my time and yours. The election is in November. That's what counts. Your polls don't mean a damn thing.
Just mentioning to you, sir. And what is your age? 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up?
65 and up.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
Okay. And do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District schools?
No.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race, black African-American, white Caucasian, Latino Hispanic, Asian Pacific Islander, or other?
White.
Okay, this concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your participation. Remember that your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay?
Thank you.